Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Jealousy, jealousy, I believe that when you dance and slowly and take your place. Cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. See no one else, let me let you do. That's why I don't mind, spend my life with you. I wanna please you in any way I can. I wanna share my world, don't you understand? Your love.
And friends, remember I promised to talk about cannabis a little bit. Well, we have to stay current with the times. So this week we will speak about the effects of cannabis and what it has on your, you know, the effects on your patrons and therefore your business. Yeah. We'll also chat a bit about ways to slow down and ways to stop service. We touched on it a bit last week, but we actually spoke about ways to slow down, but we didn't get to speak about ways to stop service. You know, the way to stop service. Let me put it that way, without much incident. So stay tuned to our show today, and we'll be back right after this musical selection. Oh.
cigarettes and cocktail gloves and strapless dress. She cuts a perfect silhouette, but she's a dark angel with dark glasses, a fleeting beauty as the night time passes. I say, black cars, look better in the shade. Black cars, black cars, look better in the shade.
So let's talk about cannabis. Well, another thing to keep in mind about cannabis, friends, right? It leads to more drinking. It does. Not only because of the increased thirst that we were speaking about on the first week dedicated to our servers here, who I hope, you know, are listening and getting something great from these talks. Another thing to keep in mind is that it leads to longer intoxication, more intoxication, more intense intoxication, and it lasts a longer time. Let me put it that way, right? Okay. Now, consuming alcohol, it naturally lowers your blood pressure. Okay. So when something lowers your blood pressure, you have to think about it. It causes your blood vessels to dilate or to expand, right? Now think about it. If you are ingesting THC, however you ingest it, right? It makes more of the THC enter your bloodstream. It does. That's why alcohol and drugs don't mix. Not supposed to mix, right? And that's why you find a lot of those young celebrity deaths happening. You know, which is so sad. They mix drugs. Well, drugs are bad, period. But they have drugs and alcohol. Listen, alcohol lowers your blood pressure. It causes your blood vessels to expand. And so it's a much greater level of intoxication, friends, in a shorter time. And I'm telling you this because I care. Okay? So, remember, you have your duty of care. Cannabis is legal, yes, right? But you have to be on the lookout for people who are coming to your establishment and ingesting cannabis and wanting a drink from you at the same time, okay? More THC in the blood means a faster speed of intoxication and a longer lasting intoxication, okay? And then it's a vicious cycle because then they want to drink more alcohol. Okay, so it's not going to end well, all right? So look out for someone who might be smoking outside. You can use your eyes, smell, not taste. You don't lick people, but we spoke about this the first week. You know, all your senses should be open. Ask them questions. See how they respond. Remember that it takes a long time for them to make decisions or for them to keep track. It's hard, right? So use your instincts. You have sharp instincts. I know you do. Right? And also, come on. You see somebody acting suspicious, like they keep leaving and coming back. And their eyes are getting redder and redder and the pupils more dilated. Right? Or they're buying a lot of food and eating a lot of food, which is good with the alcohol. But you could tell when somebody is munchies. So you have to look out for these people because, you know, you have to protect the establishment and you have to protect your duty of care.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after our break.
As usual, remember the M in simple that we talked about, was it last week? I believe so, yeah. M means monitor. So, right, monitor your guests for signs of intoxication, right? And you have to take your steps to protect your guests and the other patrons from the dangers of intoxication, right? Right. So, as we spoke about before, remember we said preventative steps, right? Which is the P in the simple, preventative steps. And those range from slowing to stopping service, right? So we did the slowing service tips, but just in case you forgot a little bit, right? So slowing service of alcohol, can mean something as simple as providing alternatives. Soft drinks, mocktails, coffee, juice, anything like that. Anything that will allow the customer's body to process some of the alcohol it already consumed. Right? We spoke about that. So, I know you're listening. Also, offer them food. Remember, offer them food, because if you're going to slow or stop service, there must be a reason. More than likely, you're seeing intoxication. So, food helps. Okay? Serve them one drink at a time. This is slowing. Serve them one drink at a time, right? Don't be too available. Avoid passing by that table, right? Avoid it. What else? Offer water, food. Avoid going by that table as much. Wait for them to reorder, right? Don't just bring drinks or ask for, you know, if you want a refill, and wait for them to finish drinking. Actually, wait for them to finish drinking their drink. That's another one, right? If they want to order something else and you see they have a half beer there or a quarter beer, you know, are you finished with that? You take that and then you can avoid the table for a bit, right? Or offer water or bring iced tea or something. Just slow your service and watch. Yeah, so there's a big difference between slowing the service and stopping service, right? Stopping service altogether is a complete different kettle of fish. And it's a lot. We'll go over that. Let's go over that. As a matter of fact, let's go over that after our musical selection. So stay tuned.
When I was young, living confusion, deep despair. When I was younger, living illusion, freedom, power. When I was young.
So friends, we just covered some tips on what we can do to slow down service. And now that we're back, let's look at some helpful ways. Well, the different ways to stop service without much incidents as possible, right? So the first thing I would say in tips for stopping service without incident is always tell, you know, your fellow servers, tell your team, You know, alert a backup person. Tell them that, hey, you know what? I'm stopping service from these people. You know, they've had too much and don't serve them anymore. Okay? Right. So let them know because anything can happen and you might have to leave. Now, also, when you're speaking to patrons, like if you're letting them know that, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I can get in trouble for serving you another drink, right? Another reason, another great reason to have the single-use breathalyzers so they could test. But anyhow, that's another plug. Right, so when you speak to patrons, right, that you have decided to cut off, be careful of your body language. I know a lot of times you won't know. You won't feel like you know because your body just reacts to confrontation that way. Or, you know, you know what you're about to say. So you get tense, but don't. Watch your body language, right? Don't have crossed arms. Don't roll your eyes. Don't act as if you're blaming them. Remember, you're not in their sober mind. Remember that, right? That's what I always tell people. They're not in their sober mind. Even my own texts, right? I say, if someone comes up here and they're really inebriated, remember, pick your battles. They're not in their sober mind. Right? You're guiding them. So, watch your body language, right? Watch how you speak with them. Speak with them privately and as quietly as possible. Be discreet. Discretion is key, people, in everything, right? Because you want to avoid them from becoming defensive, right? Or from feeling embarrassed. People do silly things when they feel embarrassed, especially when they're inebriated, right? We know that. So, be mindful of that. Have your wisdom, right? Yeah, so avoid a judgmental tone like, oh, you've had enough. You don't say that to somebody or, you know, oh, buddy, you know, you sit down. You had enough to drink. No, you don't talk like that, right? You say stuff like, I really want to make sure that, you know, you're okay. Or I really want to make sure that you get home safely, right? And you look in their eyes, you be empathetic because that's what you're doing. You're empathetic. You are being empathetic. It's not a put on. You really should. Well, at least it should be. It should be the truth, right? You should care. You know, you really should be worried about, you know, I really want you to get home safe. So it's nothing to try, right? And yeah, say something like that. Or you can even turn it to you. You take him out of the equation or her out of the equation. And just say, you know, I really can get in trouble for giving you another drink. I really can get in trouble for that. I could lose my job. Which is another truth, which you should be concerned about as well. So, you know, empathy goes a long way, but it has to be real. And these are real reasons. Okay, so embrace them and internalize them, right? That's what you have to do.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after our break.
was I? Yeah, so maintain eye contact, okay? Now, remember, yes, if someone is disruptive, it is your legal obligation to remove them, or if they're over intoxicated, they're intoxicated, right? You have to, when you remove a customer, that's another episode, but when you remove a customer, do so carefully. That's why the house policy is important too. You're supposed to use no more than what is necessary. Force. No force more than necessary, right? No more force than is necessary or that is required, right? To get the person out of the property, off the premises, and towards their home. Okay? These are facts. So you have to remember that, right? So, if they don't leave, right, as requested, that's when it's going to be used, right? So, you can remove them, again, with no more force than is necessary. So, what this means, again, it means you remove them without causing any harm, all right? No harm at all must come to them. Otherwise, you really could be charged for injury suffered by the customer. Right, if you're pushing them and you push them down and they're on the sidewalk, you know that's wrong. You don't do that. And if they are injured, you'll be charged for it. So, no more force than necessary. Okay, always remember that.
These are days you and
friends, we will take our Jamaican song of the day from the 90s collection. You know that great time? Dominated by men like Mr. Vegas. You remember him? Oh yeah, heads high. Jamaican legend he is.
Blessings pouring down, down like a waterfall. Pouring down, 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 down like a waterfall. Yes, your love surround me, too blessed to see me fall. When my back is against the wall, hold my head, I am standing tall as blessings pour. Mr. Vegas,
Naji boy again, oh. I'm blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. Jah blessing no fall like a rain drops on me. Me say a dream is just a dream if you fail to manifest it. But believe and you'll achieve, set no limits for yourself. Put the work in, no make bad man tell you you're not gonna know it. Them no want see you do better than them. Them would rather you full of copper and let them and them dirty heart. Them nah see me fall by the wayside, no. Try all them want to resilient. Fi cave to the traps where them set. You nah see the Almighty guide every step where me take. From lay my head till me wake. From a birth till the end of my day. Blessings pouring down, down like a waterfall. Pouring down, 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 down like a waterfall. There's your love surround me. Way too blessed to see me fall. When my back is against the wall, hold my head high and stand up tall as blessings pour.
That's why me use prayer for me weapon cast. The wicked I try hard for me head roll pan asphalt. Well, me dung is like the special calling. But me coulda never fear man when me put me trust in a God. How can they stop me from prosper when I father God at the altar? And me story bad mind just go and watch. And the more you fight me grow stronger. I nah rush to reach to the top. Any fruit where ripe we must drop. Then my prayer for me flop, but God have my back. I'm gonna take my time, make my way up one step at a time. Not looking back, keep on pressing on. Everywhere we go, the blessing follow. Oh, oh. Blessings pouring.
If you see us at an event, come on over and ask questions. We promise we don't bite. We have all the answers you need about safe alcohol consumption, your BRAC, and more. And if you want to see your BRAC in real time, take our free BRAC test. And if necessary, we'll give you advice on your next steps for a safe way home. We look forward to seeing you.
I heard him say, gotta find me a future, move do in one lifetime.
Do you hear me?
Living for compromise and where's and why's and living lies. So I'm living it all.
Yes, I'm living it all.
And I'm giving it all.
And I'm giving it all.
Yeah. 7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. And our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Friends, did you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day? And today's quote comes from Voltaire. And he says, "The most important decision you make is to be in a good mood." Very true, Voltaire. Very true. End quote, by the way. Very true. Very true. I would say it's one of the most important. One of the most important decisions we make. But let's hear it again. Comes from Voltaire, people, and he says, "The most important decision you make is to be in a good mood." End quote. Thank you, Voltaire.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Take the weight, it won't be long. As
long and I felt strong ever since we met. When you appear, the tensions go. Mentally calm becomes the body, the mind, and the soul. Let's cut to the chase before the time we waste away, so we can enjoy the walks, conversation, or play. Take a cruise to nowhere. Is anyone out there? Who cares? As long as you're here with me, the best is yet to come. Together we'll be as one. Our love has just begun. Guaranteed, my love. I wish they could last forever.